Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Everybody, the wind's blowing my Bible. I'll be right back. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Thank you for joining us today. And all last week and then all this week, we're studying prayer. And I quote my father in the faith, Oral Roberts, prayer is the foundation of every Christian endeavor. Regardless of any man's ability, he will fail if not backed by prayer. Failure of all Christian enterprise is a prayer failure. Well, that has to be the truth. And misunderstanding, not enough information about prayer and the different forms of prayer and the way you pray it and how you pray it. There is praying in the Spirit, and you can do that anytime, all the time. And you can do that just under your breath. In the grocery store line, you can do it. You can pray at any. You stand in front of that fuel, that gas pump that says they want $7 a gallon for this, and you stand there thinking, "Yeah, well, praise God, He'll get me $7. Fill her up." Glory. You understand? You just stay there. And I've seen pictures at the gas pump with President Biden's pointing over there. And I did that. Don't be going for that. No, the devil did it. People get into government and trying to do things that they think are right, and they turn out to be wrong, and everything gets all fouled up. Don't blame the people. Amen. Believe God for more than enough to take care of it. Thank you, Jesus. Now, because you can mess up your prayer life right there, you need to learn to forgive. And like the Lord asked me one time concerning Lyndon Johnson, do you know him? No. Do you know anybody that knows him? No. And the Lord said, sounds to me like you don't know much. Yeah. Amen. I don't know Joe Biden. I don't know his family. I know very little. All I know about him is what I've learned about him. And I can tell you this, the man has had a lot of grief in his life. A lot of grief in his life. So pick that up and pray with him and pray for him in the name of Jesus. So now, you remember we began this study last week with Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Now listen to that 21st. Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he is blessed, and I can't reverse it. The devil cannot reverse the blessing of the Lord that's on you and that's on me. Praise God. That's what this book is about. It started off with the blessing. Adam messed it up, and God started in to get it back. It's the same blessing of God all the way through. It was the blessing of God on Adam, then on his wife, and the blessing of God. That's the first thing any human ear ever heard, was be blessed. Huh? Then the blessing of Abraham. And then we find out in the third chapter, glory to God, of Galatians. I'm going to turn over there and I'm going to do some rejoicing right here and right now. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, until this third chapter of Galatians. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham. The scripture preached the gospel to Abraham saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham, for as many as under the works of the law are under the curse. And then in no man is justified by the sight of God, it's evident, for the just shall live by faith. The law is not of faith, but man does him live in him. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, it's in the book. Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, all the rest of us through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he not said, and shall he not do it? For he has spoken, and shall he not make it good? Okay, Psalm 68:19. I love it. The book of Psalms. Psalm 68. Okay, hang on just a minute. Psalm 68:19. Yeehaw. Blessed be the Lord who daily, say daily, that means today, loads us with benefits. I'm loaded. I'm loaded with benefits. Then the 103rd Psalm. Now, all of you partners know that that 103rd Psalm is what this ministry prays for you every day. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits that he loads every day. Who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Glory to God, that's a benefit I'll take every day. I got hold of that a long time ago. I was a whole bunch younger than I am now. My mother was, well, she was having difficulty with her heart. And I was sitting up with her, and I had my Bible there in my lap, and she was in the hospital at City Faith. They'd done a physical on her, she was here at home in Fort Worth, and I was sitting there with her. And my mother, bless her sweet heart, she had a death sentence over her for every 10 years. When she was 16, her appendix ruptured on the basketball court. And the doctor, I mean, she was born in 1911, so figure it out. And anyway, the doctor didn't even sew her up. And my grandfather encouraged him, and so he did. He went ahead and sewed her up, but he didn't. She had to die. Her appendix ruptured. So she spent years with her whole, but she just kept confessing. Said every 10 years, they said, you'll not live another 10 years, and she just kept confessing it, just kept confessing it, just kept confessing it. And when she hit 70, she called me and said, bless God, I made it. Anyway, I was sitting there, and I heard this in my spirit. She doesn't need healing. I said out loud, I said it quietly, I said, you've got to be kidding me. No. He said, did you notice how quickly her hand healed when it was bruised with the IVs that they put in there? Oh, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, please. And he reminded me of something else, but that she just received healing immediately. I said, no. And this is when he said to me, Kenneth, her body is worn out. Have you not read in my word that I will renew your youth like the eagles? Well, I knew what, and I just flipped it over there to the 103rd Psalm, and I looked at that. I said, yes, sir, there it is. He said, she could have been saying that every day, and I would have renewed her youth like the eagles. I said, can I pray that for her now? He said, well, sure. Pray it in faith. So I did. And she lived a while longer, praise God. She didn't know to do that. So I made a point of it in the 103rd Psalm. It is one of my benefits, glory to God. And I just kept on and kept on. He's renewed my youth like the eagles. Over and over and over and over and over and over, praise God. And I was making the same mistake that she was making. I didn't rest. I didn't take time. She prayed all the time, trying to get everybody saved. I asked my dad, I said, Dad, does she ever sleep? He said, no, she doesn't even wrinkle the sheets. And she said later, she said, if I'd known I was going to live so long, I would have taken better care of myself. But should have been on that every day. He's renewed my youth again and again and again and again and again. And I'm stronger physically now. I'm in better physical condition at 85 than I have ever been in my life. Amen. Based on that, that's where it began. Every day. Every day. And this ministry prays that for you, partner. Every day. Every day, the 103rd Psalm, amen, the 23rd Psalm, the 91st Psalm, with long life he'll satisfy you and show you his salvation, and the 103rd Psalm, and the 112th Psalm, and the 118th Psalm, and Isaiah chapter 54, glory to God, hallelujah. Yes, those are prayed for our partners. Our staff prays them all the time. Gloria and I pray for you every meal we eat. All the time and hold up our partners. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now, prayer is the foundation of every Christian endeavor. Believe God for the benefits. What are the benefits that you need? What benefits do your family need? Right now in this inflation time, of course, believe God for the finances to cover everything that the inflation causes. Amen. I heard the Lord say this in my spirit one time. He said, tell this to your partners. If bread goes up to $100 a loaf, it doesn't bother the guy that's got a lot of $100. Amen. You know, if you're walking around with $1,000 in your pocket, you can buy all the bread you need. But it's in the book. He meets all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's an exceeding great and precious promises right there in the book of Philippians, which was the Apostle Paul wrote that to his partners, the only church that supported him even after he left. Can you imagine that? But they did. It was a special church. It was right there in Philippi. You know the story. He was in prison. and an earthquake came and hit the prison. But, let's just, glory to God, Philippi was a Roman garrison, small town, and they put him in prison, along with Silas. They put the two of them in prison, and they were in stocks. They were praising God at mid, they were praying. Listen, they were praying, yes, praying, but they were praying and praising God at midnight. They'd been beat nearly to death. They were chained up. An earthquake hit that old prison and shook it. But it didn't tear the prison down. But an earthquake does not cause the chains and shackles to fall off all the prisoners there. Glory to God. They were praying and praising God at midnight. You can do the same thing at the midnight time in your life. Amen. Just praise Him and don't quit. Praise Him and don't quit. Stay in faith. Praising knowing. Praising knowing. Praising and understanding. Glory to God, there's an answer to this thing. I believe I receive it in my spirit, and I know it's coming to pass. I know it's working. And I'm not going to change my mind about this. I'm going to stay in faith. And one of the things you really need to watch out for your prayer life, when you go to bed at night, I do this every night, just as I lay my head down to go to sleep. And I say, Father, my dreams now are off limits to the devil. Satan, you can't touch my dreams. No, you're a defeated foe. You don't touch my dreams. No, sir. I bind up and I plead the blood over my spirit, over my mind while I'm asleep. You can't put fear in me while I sleep. I refuse it. Glory to God. And I believe I receive protection for my dreams. And I dream good things. And Father, if you need to use me as a prophet and an old man that dreams dreams, I'm here for you. And I'll do it. And it's happened. I dreamed some time ago about all the inflation that's happening now. I dreamed it. I saw it in a dream. I had a roll full of money in my hand, but there were no denominations on the money. And I thought, well, who knows what our money's worth? And I woke up thinking, yeah, who knows what our money's worth? Well, something's coming. And who knows what our money's worth? And it, you know, it pretty well has to be inflation. But it didn't look like it then. It just looked like everything was going along fine. But I just believe God and stand against that thing. It'll not hurt our household. It'll not hurt my partners. Glory to God. Inflation will not hurt that. I got that in a dream. But you take care of the dream thing before you go to sleep. Now, any of you that have ever experienced a seizure, don't ever go to bed afraid you're going to have another one. You take care of that before you go to sleep. Don't ever go to sleep afraid. You take care of the fear. You cast all of the care over on the Lord before you allow yourself to go to sleep. If you have to, you get up and you go get the Word of God and you look up all the Scriptures and you stand against that fear, and don't you go to bed afraid of anything. You take authority over it. I'm not closing my eyes until I have the victory over this. And you get up and you pray and you walk the floor and you pray in tongues. Well, Brother Copeland, I don't pray in tongues. Well, that's your fault. Just start now. The Spirit of God is in you, and the Spirit of God is a gift to you. Just yield your tongue to Him and just get up and start walking. Say, Father, I don't know what else to pray in my mind over this, but the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians, hallelujah. The Apostle Paul The Spirit of God explained it. He said, I will, when I pray in tongues, my spirit by the Holy Spirit prays. Read it in the Classic Amplified. I sing in the Spirit. I pray in the Spirit. Amen. Lord, I don't know what to do about this. But this has come on me right about the time I'm going to sleep. I don't know what to pray in the natural anymore, but I put this situation at your feet at the throne. Well, Brother Coburn, don't you know the devil knows what you're praying? He may be able to, he knows I'm praying. But I'm speaking divine secrets. They're secrets. He doesn't have any idea what God is hearing. I may be speaking a known language. He can understand those words, but he doesn't have any idea what God is hearing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. Don't depend on your own mind. Take the time. Get before me on your face and begin to pray in a language that you never did understand. And my spirit within you will give you the utterance, and you will be able to pray those things out, and you will get the victory. And when you begin to shout and you begin to praise, the victories come. Get up, go on to bed, and sleep soundly. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord is saying about this. Glory to God. Don't ever go to sleep afraid. Not ever. I don't ever go to sleep afraid because I'm not afraid of anything. And now there were times when I had a bad diagnosis. Well, it wasn't a bad diagnosis. It's just something I didn't want to hear. But I just rolled a care of it over on the Lord. It had to do with my heart. And you've heard me say it. I was preaching for Mike Barber in a prison over close to Dallas. And I got short of breath. Never did hurt. So then I went down to Jesse Duplantis' church and preached for him. And so I got up and I invited everybody to come up that had any problems with their heart and laid hands on them. I could feel it. It felt like a little tingling area. And I got a little short of breath there, but I prayed for their hearts. Amen. And talked about prayer and so forth. And then I was diagnosed that I needed a pacemaker. I said, Lord, I'll just get it by faith. He said, no, take the pacemaker by faith. Okay, so I did that. Praise God. He said, you're too far. In other words, it's gone too far. He used a pilot term that I understood. He said, you're too far behind the power curve. But anyway, after I got back in the airplane that night over there close to Dallas, I sat down in the airplane. Second day of October. I heard the Lord say it, and that airplane filled up with the glory of God. I have given you a new heart. I said, thank you, I receive it. He gave me a new heart. Well, I began to take the corresponding action. Praise God, and I was diagnosed I needed a pacemaker. So I took the pacemaker by faith, and it had a defibrillator in it. Anyway... Well, I wanted, I'm a pilot. I need my flight physical. And so I started training, the corresponding action. Got on that treadmill and went to work. And they have what's called a Bruce protocol, and it's pretty, it is a stress test, I can tell you that. But by the time I took it, I was working out on my treadmill. I was doing the Bruce protocol and had the defibrillator in there, in this pacemaker, and took that thing, passed it with flying colors with the defibrillator there, and the tech rep came out and turned that defibrillator off because I don't need it and sent that information to the FAA, and I now have my flight physical. And I'm flying. Amen. Because of faith in God with corresponding action, and never be afraid of it. I'll be back in just a minute.
Kenneth Copeland Bible College is more than just an education. It's a lifestyle of faith that changes you.
People from all different ages, races, and cultures came here for the same reason, to be intensely discipled in the word of faith and equipped for ministry.
They trained me with practical ministry opportunities to serve with excellence and teach others to do the same.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, I found faith, family, and my calling.
Take the next step. Apply today.
Life can feel unstable. It can seem like there's no light to guide your way. But faith is the force that turns on the lights and changes your circumstance. In the audio series, Consistency, the Powerhouse of Faith, Kenneth and Gloria explain how you can develop unshakable, unswerving faith that will see you through to triumph in the most trying times. Scripture tells us that God is a solid rock to support you when you stand on or put your faith in Him. Living on the rock of revelation knowledge of who Jesus is and who you are in Him puts you in a position to be free no matter where you are or what's going on. Stand. Keep standing on that solid rock. With faith in God, you get the answer to every question for the rest of your life. The Word of God is light, and you are a child of the light. When you go out into the dark, it's not dark anymore. You shine, and those in darkness see that there is an answer. It is faith in God that keeps you in consistent victory. Faith is the spiritual force that can move mountains and change circumstances in your life. Request your free copy of Consistency, the Powerhouse of Faith, an audio series by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Learn how to live in consistent victory. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
In 2022, join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. June 9 through 11, don't miss the Fargo Victory Campaign in North Dakota. August 1 through 6, bring your whole family to the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. And October 27 through 29, come to the Omaha Victory Campaign in Nebraska. KCM events are free to attend. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.
Now that came out of the Holy Spirit about never going to bed afraid. So pick that up. That was supernatural. I did not have that on my heart or in my mind, but the Spirit of the Lord broke that up, brought that up to me. Thank you for being here today. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.